Is it?
Hello. Yeah. This is this will be podcast number 20. What podcast is this? 29 from the Blind Well Podcast, and we're at our booth at the Gospel Light Foundation of the Blind booth. And we're about to go find Dolphin Access and see if they're still there, because it's Thursday, July the 13th at about 10:05. So we don't know if anybody's here or not, or that Dolphin. So, and I'm using the internal microphone because the external microphone's already packed up. So it's going to sound weird, but that's too bad. Let me put this in my pocket. Okay, we're ready to go. We're going to go find Dave Williams, if he's there. I personally don't know if he will be or not. Sort of doubt it. But it will be worth finding out. Yes, I must have this. Let me attach this to its thing. Get that out of the way. The microphone's going to scrub. I don't have a strap. Okay. I'm just going to carry this in my... Take this in my hand. Oops. Oops, we're leaving our booth. Booth 6. And turning left. Hello, Fringe Scientific. Walking down through the booths here. You can hear all the noise. It's in mono, of course. That's fine.
Jonathan.
Jonathan!
You want to see them again?
Jonathan Mosen!
And Julia, you want to wait?
What's he doing?
Standing here.
Is this the Humanware booth?
Yeah.
Can I get like one of those Latin America?
We'll come back.
Yeah. We'll come back to Humanware, I guess.
What's it called?
Dolphin Access. Or Dolphin.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Who's that?
Raulio.
Hello. Oh, I think that's him.
Yeah.
They're from Britain now. You get ready for this British accent.
They have the keyboard here.
Beg your pardon? Oh, the little keyboard?
Uh-huh. The one that folds up?
Yes, I want to look at it. I'll get Dave to show me if that's Dave. I think that is Dave. His voice is booming like it does on the radio. He's on ACB Radio. ACB Radio. And they're right over there, ACB Radio. Rachel Bader's over there. Rachel Bader. I'm holding the Sigh River in my hand. I hope it's not making too much noise. Can't carry it in my pocket because I got a hearing device on my pocket. But I could put it in my shirt, though, couldn't I?
Right, right. So do you need magnification on the
thing? Would it fit? Let's see.
Oh.
Oh, it does. It fits. Huh.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
Very neat. I may be clipping just a bit, but that's fine. I don't care. Anybody that doesn't like the clipping or whatever, you know, feel free to donate a R09 or an MZRH1. I'll take them. I'm not made out of money.
That's Dave Williams. It's got to be. It can't be anyone else. His voice is going very loud. I say that.
You see them there, Dolphins? Remember that guy?
Huh?
Captain Carl?
Oh, yeah, the radio.
Huh?
Okay.
Oops.
Okay.
Oh, my. What's they have
right.
bags here.
Thank you
very much. That's quite all right. Hello there.
Hello.
How are we doing?
Good. Who's this?
How are you doing? I'm Dave Williams. With
Shane Jackson.
Hi, Shane. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you very
long
much.
Long time to meet you, finally.
Long time.
You're being podcast.
Am I?
You are. We're on the Blind Well podcast and probably Blind Cool Tech.
Blind Cool Tech.
I'm going to submit it to Larry as soon as I get done.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Okay. Everybody always goes on these reviews.
Yes.
To Freedom Scientific.
Yes.
And GW Micro.
They do.
I'm here at HAL.
Well, you hear a dolphin. The company's called Dolphin.
Yes.
And we are an international company with
yes.
offices right across the United States.
Yes.
We have offices in Newark, New Jersey, and out on the West Coast in California. We also have an extensive dealer network throughout the United States.
Good.
And, of course, internationally, we are originally from the UK, as mm-hmm. you can probably tell from my accent. That's right.
Where are you from in the UK? Sounds like north of England. Or
that's right. Yeah, originally I'm from the north of England. Well spotted. Originally I'm from Preston, which is in northwest England.
My ancestors way back in medieval England, Scotland.
Right,
up
right.
in the border ridings.
Right, right.
And
excellent.
The Lake District and places like that.
Oh, right. See you, Jimmy. Okay, the new and all that.
That's right. I tell you. I do it. Really good.
A wee dram.
That's right.
We all like a wee dram.
That's right. We like yeah. a wee dram and some
yeah.
good whiskey.
Yeah, just so that people don't think we're being vulgar. That's a small glass of whiskey.
Denny again has it. Tell me, I'm, you know, like I said,
yes.
usually on these podcasts, it's usually, and this is my wife, Abby, by the way, this is Dave Williams, he used to be the dude on Main Menu, you're not
okay.
anymore, it's Jeff Bishop.
Did Abby,
She went away.
I think she went to get something.
She okay. went away. Anyway, everybody
right.
always does Jaws, and
they
went
do.
To Freedom Scientific and GW, and I said, I'm going to focus on Dolphin.
Well, thank you.
So
we
here
really
I am,
that.
Show
thank
me.
Thank you very much.
Tell me what you have. Show me what you have. Let's
excellent.
Demonstrate it.
Not a problem. We can do that for you.
Let's do it.
We have two ranges of products.
Yes.
We're a software company, so we don't really sell any hardware as such. We're not going to sell you a Braille display. We're not going to sell you a computer. What we do is we sell software solutions to make your computer more usable for you as a blind person.
Good.
And so those two ranges of products are, on the one side, we have our Access range.
Yes.
Which includes our screen reader and our screen magnifier, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. That
yes.
also includes our OCR software as well. We have a scanning package which uses the same engine as Kurzweil, but is about a quarter of the price.
Cicero.
That's Cicero, mm-hmm. absolutely. And so that's our Access range. And then our other range of products are our alt format products.
Okay.
And those include Daisy production and Daisy playback tools. So
oh,
we have software
yeah.
for reading Daisy and also for producing Daisy.
Yeah.
So those are the two ranges of products. So let's talk about the Access product.
Let's do it.
Now, HAL is available for the desktop. It's a fully fledged screen reader that will give you comprehensive verbosity settings and can give you comprehensive style information about fonts and on-screen colors and point size and underline and bold and caps and italics and links and lists and frames and tables and headings and all these elements that you can possibly imagine.
Anchors and access keys?
That's it.
Okay.
So, we can give you plenty of information about what's going on your screen, and you can determine how that information is delivered to you using a range of output methods. You can choose which synthesizer you use. We do support Eloquence and other SAPI synthesizers.
But
so
you also support the Orpheus synthesizer too.
Yeah, Orpheus is there as well. That's Dolphin's own synthesizer, and that obviously comes as a default synth with the software. But not everybody loves Orpheus. We recognise that. People
well,
it's a subjective thing. People,
not everybody like Keynote either.
Not everybody. Well, exactly. Not
now,
everybody likes Eloquence.
When
it
you,
might come as a shock to people, but not everybody likes Eloquence.
Yeah. Now, when you
there
do,
are people that really hate Eloquence.
I know. And when you use, I'm going into my Yorkshire brogue without even trying to. I'm sorry. When you it's really hard because, see, I grew up mimicking Scots.
Right.
And I learned, I said, well, you know, my ancestors were Scots in Yorkshire,
yes.
and I'm going to learn how to do it.
Yes.
So I got so bad in high school that
yeah.
I couldn't switch. I would switch without even.
There you go.
So forgive me if I sound if I start saying "but" and stuff like that.
What I'm, hi, how you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm Dave Williams with Dr. Computer Access.
Okay, I'm Vicky
Ratliff. How are you doing, Vicky?
Good.
Pleased to meet you.
Good to meet
Pleased
you too.
Let me shake your hand there.
Okay, thanks.
You having a good convention?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're just I think we're just recording something here.
We are
for a podcast. Do we have any dolphins? Vicky, let me give you one of these. A stress-busting dolphin.
Oh.
This is a squishy dolphin.
Thank you.
We're online at dolphinusa.com, and we make screen readers, and we make software that allows you to produce and to read DAISY digital talking books. So we have... That's our alt format range, if you will. We have tools for converting from one format to another. So you can take a Microsoft Word document and you can convert that into a DAISY digital talking book. Using a high quality synthesizer. You can use the Scansoft RealSpeak synthesizers, which are quite popular. They're very high quality speech and they create MP3s for those, which then, of course, you can play on your MP3 player or on your DAISY book
play.
Reader, that's right, yeah. And we also have DAISY playback software, so if you decide you don't want to take your DAISY player with you when you go on the road, you just want to take your laptop, then you can take your DAISY books with you and you can listen using Easy Reader, which is our DAISY playback software, which will run on your laptop or desktop computer. We were just focusing on the Access range, which includes HAL, and I was just talking about the various things that the HAL's capable of doing. It's a fully fledged, it's a mature screen reader. Dolphin have been around for 20 years. We originally started HAL in DOS back in the day, probably about 15, 20 years ago.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And of course, we moved then into Windows. I think we were one of the earliest screen readers there in Windows NT, and then Windows 95 and Windows 98. And when you buy HAL, you have a one-size-fits-all solution. We don't charge you a different price for using Windows XP Pro as opposed to Windows XP Home. We don't care what operating system you have. As long as it's a Windows, modern Windows operating system, HAL will work on there for you. We also have an internet updater, so we can push internet updates to you if we find if we find the problem or you report problem, then we can issue a fix, and that can be done over the internet.
Wow!
Oh, very good.
We also have our mapping system, which is sort of an alternative to scripting, really, which is an intuitive way for somebody that's interested in training an application. That's a non-standard Windows application to make the access better to that application. If the application doesn't have a focus, for example, you might want to set up some custom actions to press some of the buttons in that application. We have a virtual focus, which is equivalent to sort of your WindowEyes cursor or your WE cursor or your JAWS cursor, and so it'll let you navigate the screen independently without interfering with the application. So it's a fully fledged desktop screen reader that supports a wide range of synthesizers and braille displays, and is a very comprehensive solution, and I would urge people to take a look at it. Even as someone who uses HAL, I need to be aware of the other screen readers and to keep at least a demo of those hanging around. I think as a blind person, you take your laptop out and that's your toolbox effectively. You wouldn't take a toolbox out with only one tool in it, would you?
No,
so
you wouldn't.
I think it's important that we as blind people have access to a range of options, so then when we run up against an application where, you know, your first choice screen reader doesn't work, then you need to have a second choice screen reader there. So we would urge people to at least take a look at HAL. If you haven't tried it for a while, you can download a 30-day demo from our website at dolphinusa.com. And of course, here at the convention, the ACB 45th Annual Convention, booth number 72, we have demo discs which people can take away as well. So I think there are two more things to say about HAL before we talk about some of our other products, is that HAL is available on CD and it's also available on a USB thumb drive. So you can take that thumb drive and you can put that into any modern Windows computer and you can run HAL pretty much wherever you are, and you see it saves your settings. So if you change your speech settings, your speech preferences. Hello there, Marlena. How you doing? And if you save your settings, it'll go onto the thumb drive, and then you take your settings with you then when you move on to the next computer, wherever you're going to be. The other thing I wanted to say about HAL is that HAL is now available for Pocket PC.
Oh, yeah.
And this is something that we are very excited about, that Pocket PC is the operating system which powers many PDA devices today. And a lot of sighted people are walking around now with PDAs that they picked up for maybe, you know, $300 from a mainstream computer supplier, and we offer software that makes those devices accessible.
How much are the prices?
At the moment, Pocket HAL is $495. That's under review, and we believe that that's a competitive price when you look at the other products that
are
in the marketplace. And we are providing a fully-fledged, mature screen reader that has developed on the desktop for years that has now been ported to Pocket PC. So you're not getting a screen reader that is being developed from the ground up. You're getting a screen reader that has evolved over the last decade and is now being ported to the Pocket PC environment. And the version 7 of Pocket HAL works on Windows Mobile 5, and we're going to be releasing that within the next week or two.
Wow.
And we're delighted to also to be able to announce that Pocket HAL, not only does it work with the standard applications that you get on your PDA, so Word Mobile, Excel Mobile, the messaging applications and the contacts and calendar and so on, as well as the telephone application on the devices which include a telephone, but it also works with many third-party applications which you may not be aware of. So Pocket Skype, for example, is one
of the things
that works
with
Pocket HAL.
Wow.
So we've identified a media player that will allow you to listen to streaming MP3, which the standard Pocket media player doesn't. Real Player does work, yeah, and so does the Windows Media Player Pocket PC, but it doesn't play back streaming MP3.
Sure.
And people wanting to listen to ACB Radio or some of the other MP3 streams that are out there from you know, from the Norsoft site or wherever it is you go to. Mm-hmm. I think it's a Shoutcast. They have a bunch of MP3 streams. And yesterday, Gareth's just working on optimizing the map for 2003 now, for Windows Mobile 2003. We developed it yesterday for Windows Mobile 5.
Wow.
And we had the conference proceedings playing yesterday at the booth using a PDA. So we're really excited about the range of options. And we've also identified an RSS reader which people can subscribe to podcasts, and we're just testing that at the moment before we put it out to people. But we hope to be able to offer a solution where you have your PDA that you can literally use your PDA as a podcatcher, so you get your podcasts right into your PDA rather than having to go via the desktop.
What PDAs are working best with it? Are you using the Dell ASM series?
Yes, that works, as does the iMate Jazz Jar, also the Q-Tech devices. Many
sure.
of those work. Typically, the recommendation is that you're running Windows Mobile 5.
Good specials today. Stop by booth 75.
Got a bit of an announcement here, so I don't know if you're going to be able to hear me over that.
Oh, yeah, we can hear you over that. I wish they'd stop that. Those of us wearing hearing devices, that ruins
things that were 15
Okay, well, if we've got a literature or a demo disc. You'd like a demo disc of which particular product?
Good morning.
The HAL.
HAL, okay.
75. Stop by.
Just bear with me one moment. Gareth.
Oh, yeah. You doing okay over here?
Okay, here's a demo of the HAL screen reader. And if you have any problems or questions with it, don't hesitate to contact us. Our technical support started 5 minutes ago, so you don't have to buy the product. You have technical support from us with our products.
When you use the PDA,
yes.
Do you use keyboard command?
For the next 45 minutes,
you have a range of options. You don't encourage people to touch the screen, because by pressing on the screen a lot with your fingers, you can make the screen dirty and you can damage the screen.
Right.
Also, we don't lock the screen in the default state. When you buy some of the competing products,
yes.
If a sighted person needs to use your PDA, you need to figure out how to turn your PDA into stylus mode.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas we don't do that. You can still use the stylus. If a sighted person wants to use the stylus on your PDA, they can still do that while Pocket HAL's running.
Okay.
We use the buttons on the PDAs as modifiers to issue various commands so you can navigate around and open the...
Okay.
The Pocket HAL control panel and open the various applications, read your contacts, and read your emails and so on, and use the media players and use the File Explorer and so on. If you want to put text into your PDA, then you need a keyboard. And we think that there is really no substitute for that.
Right.
I know the competition have some fangled way of moving the stylus around on the screen.
No, it doesn't work.
You want.
But, you know, to be honest, it's very cumbersome.
If you want to put text in, you need a keyboard. It's simple. You
well,
know,
it's quicker. That's right.
Yeah. Typing, exactly.
Right.
So some devices have built-in keyboards. Some devices do not.
Yeah.
And so there are a couple of Bluetooth keyboards on the market that we support. And we also support grade 2 literary braille input from
Ooh.
Devices that have braille input keys. So if you have something like the EasyLink or one of these new... the Connie, I think it's going to be called, the Kinect 12 from Humanware,
mm-hmm.
That really sexy little braille display, 12-cell braille display.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's beautiful.
It's
and,
beautiful.
Braille input keys.
And, yeah.
And we've been doing some work with that device.
That's
it
sweet.
It certainly works for braille output, and HAL includes braille input. We need to just tweak it a little bit to make sure that it works with braille input with that particular device.
Mm-hmm.
So... you've got a range of input and output options there available to you.
Thanks for all the info. I'll
I know it's a lot. I know it's a lot to take in,
right,
obviously. But
and you actually got to be on a podcast today.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, absolutely, yes. Absolutely. Okay,
well,
thanks for
exciting features.
Okay, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Now,
okay, I don't know where your microphone is, so I'm not quite sure how well
it's
been picked up.
It's fine.
Have you got earphones? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And you also do very briefly Lunar and
that's right,
Supernova.
Lunar. That's right. Just to explain to people, HAL is our screen reader. Lunar is our screen magnifier.
Mm-hmm.
Supernova is our screen reader magnifier. So it's a combined product that is a seamless product built from the ground up. So we're not trying to cobble together two solutions there. We are basically saying you have one product that's an integrated, seamless product so that the speech and magnification will track together, so you're not trying to get two separate pieces of assistive technology to coexist and to work comfortably together. You haven't got obviously any hotkey conflicts there as well that you have sometimes if you're trying to use more than one assistive technology product at a time on a single machine. And the idea with Supernova is that it's fantastic in environments where, you know, different people are using the same machines, sort of in a library or in a multi-user environment, because Supernova provides all the options in terms of output. You can get speech output, you can get large print output, and you can also get braille output, and you can have any combination of those. You can switch those on and off individually.
Yeah.
And choose a combination which works for each person. So, again, it's a kind of a one-size-fits-all solution, because it gives you that flexibility between being a magnifier, being a screen reader, but also some people, you know, you can't put blind people into boxes and say, you know, he's blind, he's low vision. It's not that simple. It's a continuum. Some people have a little bit of vision. Some people have a lot of vision. Some people...
Have no vision.
Some people can only see on a Wednesday. You know, I mean...
Low vision and no vision.
Well, that's it. It's not that simplistic, really.
Exactly. Now,
it depends on how people are feeling. Eye conditions fluctuate, so we think that your software needs to be flexible enough to take account of that.
So the new the commands in HAL would be the same as the commands in Supernova for the speech and braille user?
Correct.
Okay, good. That's just like three modules that can either be used alone or fit together to form one big product.
It's two modules, really. You've got the screen reader and the screen magnifier. They're designed to fit together in Supernova. They don't install separately. They install as a single product. And it's all very seamless.
Wow. Okay. How much is Dolphin for your desktop and Supernova for your desktop and all that?
Okay. I'm from the UK, so I'm just over this week, so I don't have all the pricing information in the US off the top of my head, but I can tell you that HAL for the desktop is $795.
That's very competitive.
$795. Well, not only is the initial cost competitive, but we believe that the cost of ownership is very competitive as well. So your SMAs are not going to, you know, we're not going to see you out of house and home for your cost of your SMAs. So not only is the initial price competitive, but certainly the ongoing cost of ownership is competitive. And you've got free lifetime technical support.
Oh, wow.
With your software. We don't just give up on you. The other day I was on the phone giving a DOS user technical support.
Yeah.
So, you know, unlike Microsoft, we continue to support you for as long as you're using our products.
Okay, so now on the thumb drive, I understand the way yours works. You can't use it on any thumb drive. You have it serialized to your thumb drive. Is that right?
That's right, because otherwise people would just duplicate.
Sure.
And we've had situations where one copy is turned into 300 copies.
Absolutely.
And so obviously we've got to protect your investment.
And do you have a HAL on the thumb drive here?
Yes, I think we do.
In other words, can I see what it fits?
Yeah, absolutely. Just bear with me 1 second.
Yeah, sure. You got a booth here, don't you? Table?
Right, okay, this one is missing a cap at the
moment.
Oh,
that's okay.
But that's the
thumb
drive.
Oh, it's tiny.
It is tiny, yeah.
It's just like the thumb drive you buy at the store.
That's right. That's right.
And this has HAL on it.
That's right. You could have HAL on there, you could have Lunar on there, you could have Supernova on there.
Wow.
Whatever you like.
And it's just a regular, everyday... I mean, it looks like a
regular
thumb drive.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, like a 512.
And you have the video. Here you go. And you have the video thing you have to install on it,
right,
I'm sure.
Right, right. Well, I mean, you
that's
don't have to, but that's what we don't support it if you,
exactly.
if you don't install. You don't have to. If you don't install the interceptor, then it will work with a range of applications because it will fall back on using MSAA and different technologies. And you can get some access if for some reason you can't install the interceptor.
Wow.
And you can continue to run it without the interceptor.
Wow. Well, now what else?
But if we, for the best support and for the best access, then we would recommend using the interceptor.
Is it? Can you buy it alone? I mean, you don't have to buy HAL Desktop to buy that, do you?
That's right.
So that's like $500 or $600 itself.
Right. Well, HAL for the desktop is $795.
Right.
And if you want it on this, obviously there's additional cost for the for the hardware.
Sure.
And of course, you get the ongoing support. And we do find that because sometimes people have lots of questions about the interceptor and the way in which that works.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we've got support cost to factor in. So it's an extra $100 to have it on the pen. You can have it on the CD for $795, or you can have it on the pen for $895.
What if you erase your thumb drive? Accidentally, is it gone? In other words, can you lose it?
I mean, obviously, it's up to you to protect your thumb drive in the same way it's up to you to protect your CD.
So you can back it up.
But yes, you can back it up.
You know, sometimes you can't, the competition, you can't back up their authorization.
No, you can back up your thumb drive.
Oh, good.
They have a utility on there for backing it up.
Good.
And if you run into problems, and if it's a genuine case where you've genuinely had a problem, just send it back to us, and we'll sort it out for you.
Excellent, excellent. What's the website for U.S. customers? Dolphin USA?
DolphinUSA.com. That's DolphinUSA.com.
Awesome. And Dolphin UK for?
DolphinUK.co.uk.
Okay.
But I think you're going to see a single website because we think there needs to be more consistency across the world. So the idea is eventually we're going to have one website, and you go and you can find out who your local dealer is, get local pricing.
Wow.
And so the website will customize itself based on wherever you happen to be.
So are you showing that here? I mean, what do you have, like a keyboard here that works, the little tiny keyboards or the Braille input keyboards? Or?
Right, just bear with me 1 second.
Sure. Bear with you.
Right, we don't sell hardware specifically.
Okay.
We are a software company.
All
on the booth here, we have some Bluetooth QWERTY keyboards.
Oh, do you?
Like a little fold-up.
So think outside?
No, it's the... these are from Hewlett-Packard.
I've never seen the Hewlett-Packard version.
Right.
That's
The Bluetooth keyboard there.
Oh, look.
You have a little lock. So, I mean, ideally, when you're using this, you put this on a surface.
Sure.
Really. There's a little
thingy.
Stand there at the back.
Yeah.
Just let me try and get it back.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, this is the one that people have been using. Many of our customers seem to like, but I think we also have other options if people decide that that's not really the keyboard for them. So
this is similar to the one I have.
Yeah, I mean, they're the same size keys that you would get like on your laptop.
Yeah,
or,
you see this?
Yeah.
I have the... Yeah. Now, another thing about that you got to realize about these is they don't have F keys, like function 1, function 2.
Right, but you can use... I think there's an FN key on here, like a laptop, so I think that gives you access to extra functions.
Okay.
And also, there's a misconception that these keyboards don't have an escape key. They
do. Yeah.
They do, but it's there.
It's there.
It's there.
Yeah,
it's like
a little
just
round
away.
Key.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. And then it just folds up.
And it just, just let me slide the thing because the lock's on at the moment. There you go. And it just folds up. And then you can just, a lady could put it in a purse or
that's it.
A gentleman could put it in their briefcase. And, and away you go.
Awesome.
And that works with the PDAs.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of Braille input devices, you've got the EasyLink from Optilec.
Yep.
Or you've got the other option, which will be, I think, the Kinect 12 from
That's
Humanware.
Wonderful.
Okay.
All right. Well, are you giving away souvenirs? What do you have
oh,
here?
Oh, we definitely are. Yeah, absolutely. We've got some little squishy, stress-busting dolphins. We'll give you a couple.
Yeah.
Get with people later on.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. How many would you like?
Oh, how many do you want to give?
Stress-busting dolphins.
I'll take
Well, let's give you a lucky three.
Okay.
Let's give you
one,
a lucky three.
One, two, three.
There
you got a bag
go.
Here?
Okay.
We got one?
I don't know if we have got a bag.
Oh, she's got one here?
Oh, you've got a bag. That's
okay,
excellent.
Now, do you
okay.
have...
And do we have mints, Carol? One second. Let me give you some mints. Now, these mints are an intelligence test.
Okay.
Right? Let me show you.
Oh, yeah!
So I have these as well?
Yeah, the little round?
Yeah,
thing.
The little round. So you take,
oh, awesome.
What you do is you take the seal off.
And you hit the top.
And then you hit the top, and then it comes off, and then to put it back on, and
outstanding.
Squeeze the side. So
outstanding.
You get a little packet of mints there.
Okay.
To little refreshments on the way home.
We needed that.
And
I'll tell you.
Give you some demo CDs.
I would like a demo of how indeed.
Right, okay. Just bear with me one second.
How does the demo work? It works for 30 days, or?
Okay, this has got all our Screen Access products on there.
Oh, good.
You got a couple of CDs in there.
Okay.
And obviously, if you've got any questions or problems, your technical support began the moment you walked up to this booth. So you don't have to buy the product to get technical support with our products. DolphinUSA.com.
Awesome.
Visit the website, and we'll be glad to answer any questions you have about any aspect of any of our products.
Well, it's been a pleasure finally meeting you after so many years of... Of hearing each
of
other.
Being bored stupid by me on the internet. Go on.
Yeah. Well, you did an excellent job, and then you posted my reviews about the iRiver.
Absolutely.
And that's the very recorder I'm using now.
Absolutely. You got the 340 there, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I took that around the world last year.
Oh.
I did some podcasting from Singapore and Australia.
Wow.
And, you know, I was lucky enough to meet the late great Roger Cool before
he
passed away, and it was just the most extraordinary thing. I was in Singapore, and somebody put a call through to me and said, "Oh, there's somebody here you might want to talk to," and it was Roger Cool, and we met.
Man.
And we had coffee.
Oh.
And I have a podcast of that on
you
my
know,
website.
It's
and,
strange. I feel that way about you and Jonathan Mosen. You know, it's strange. I got Jonathan.
Oh, we're still alive and kicking. I believe Jonathan's still out.
Oh, he got me on his podcast the other day.
Yeah.
So, and then now I've got you. I noticed. It's like I told her, I said, well, you know, everybody on the, you know, when they show the reviews on the different podcasts, it's either Freedom Scientific or GW Micro
That's
or Humanware.
Right. That's right.
I said, it's time Dolphin got
Absolutely.
Some recognition.
Absolutely. And, you know, Freedom Scientific are a very big company.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, Humanware increasingly are becoming a very big company as well.
Yes, it is.
And so... They are really sort of the dominant players, I guess, in this market. And obviously people are aware of GW Micro. But we think that Dolphin brings something different. We think that we take a different approach. We believe certainly that our screen reader for Pocket PC is a mature screen reading product, which has been developed over a number of years. Which now obviously gives you the flexibility to work with third-party applications in the Pocket PC.
It definitely deserves a second look, and I'm glad that...
Well, like I said to you before, when you take your laptop out... You don't, as a blind, you know, anyone takes a toolbox out, you wouldn't take a toolbox out with one tool in it.
No, you would not.
You know, and you just don't know what situation you're going to find yourself in
exactly.
when you're going to need another screen reader to work with something.
But a lot of Americans, USians, don't know you. They don't know Dolphin.
Well, and we're working on that and doing things like talking to you on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna send this to Blind Cool Tech, so this
excellent.
Is gonna go worldwide. So
well, we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And you take care.
Definitely will do.
And
just to let people know, later in the year, I'm going to be back in the U.S.
Oh, really?
That's right. In the fall, we're taking Pocket Hal on the road in the northeast region of the country. So we're going to be visiting Boston and a lot of the cities up east. So,
well, do you have, for my wife's benefit, I've been talking to her about the Dell Asin.
Right.
Do you have that here?
Yes, we do.
With
just
Hal
wait.
On it?
Yes, just bear with me one second.
Okay. He's going to show you the little... Asin. Nana.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I know, but this is the talking one. This is what I need. I need a talking PDA.
Yours is exactly. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll take that as well.
Is there somebody else here with him?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if that's Martin.
Right. Okay. Did you want to come over to the table?
Yeah.
One thing I will say about the Dells is that they're very fast, and they're very responsive, and they have a fantastic processor, and I think it's 620 GHz processor.
624!
One of the issues with the Dells is they're a little bit on the quiet side.
Yeah.
So we've got some speakers that we have connected. One of them is just accessory.
Okay.
So I'm going to take the other one, and we've got a different synthesizer on. We'll just wait for this announcement to finish, I think.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
So
it's hard work talking over those announcements, I can tell you. All right, okay, so I'm just plugging in the speakers here.
Okay.
Now, we have two Dells. I should say that we on one of them we have the Orpheus synthesizer, and on the other one we have Dektor.
Okay.
And we are working on Eloquence. So watch this space is all I can say to you at the moment. So I've just switched the Dell on.
Okay.
People have been playing with it, so I'm not quite sure what state it's in. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit Control Right Arrow, which brings up the Pocket HAL pop-up menu. So, oh, it sounds like we're in the wizard. It said CTRL button, PDA buttons.
Wow.
Now this one is the Dell one.
Okay.
So
now who is that there?
That's Gareth. Gareth Collins.
Gareth Collins. He used to be on several lists too.
Yeah, he did. He's been around.
You guys are getting a lot of publicity today. This is going out over. I was telling Dave this is going out over Blind Cool Tech. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is
there
all
is.
This that they're using at the moment. So I'm just going to press Control. Let me get out to the today's screen. I'm just pressing back at the moment. So button one calendar, button two contacts. So we're on the today's screen now. So I'm just arrowing down.
Selected Thursday, July 13, 2006.
Thursday, July 13, 2006.
Tap here to set owner information.
Tap here to set owner information.
No unread messages.
No unread messages.
No tasks.
No tasks.
No upcoming appointments.
No upcoming appointments. So that's a standard today screen that you'd expect on any Pocket PC device.
Sure.
So I'm just going to tap Control now, which is one of the PDA buttons.
Mm-hmm. Control.
So it said Control. Then I'm going to press Right, which takes us into the Pocket HAL pop-up menu.
Item menu,
open
Control panel, use cursor.
There it is.
Select item, better to activate.
Okay, it said there are 8 items. It told us that we could use the cursor keys to select item and enter to activate. And then it told us what the first option was, which was the HAL control panel. If I just arrow down.
Control panel pop-up menu, use cursor keys to select item, enter to activate.
Oh, wow.
2 of 8.
And it said we're on 2 of 8. So it said HAL control panel pop-up menu. And that's kind of like, if you imagine the Windows start menu, way in which it sort of pops up. So instead of having like a multi-page dialogue, you could also access it in a way, the same way that you would access like the programs menu in Windows.
Wonderful.
So that gives you access to all the various HAL settings and verbosity settings and different bits of information that you can set that you might want to hear at any given time. Obviously, you want different style information read to you when you're editing text than when you're reading text. You wouldn't necessarily want every capital and every bit of punctuation read to you when you're doing a document read, but you might want that information when you're in an edit area. So we can do all those sorts of things that a full-fat desktop screen reader would do. So I'm just going to arrow down again.
Startup wizard.
We've got quite a high verbosity scheme at the moment. Obviously, you don't have to have all this help information on. But
right. You want to have that when you're demoing it, though.
What are you demonstrating now?
I'm demonstrating Pocket HAL on a PDA. In my right hand, I have a Dell Axum. I think it's the X51V, is it, Gareth?
Yeah.
The X51V. I'm just arrowing through the Pocket HAL menu, which just shows you the various features that are available and just gives you a general overview. And I think the thing to say about the Dell Axum is that we've got a very fast processor in there. I think it's
624
megahertz.
624.
It's one of the fastest of the...
It is the fastest, currently.
Yeah, pretty much. And so we're quite fond of it in that respect. The downside to it is it doesn't have a telephone built in.
That's okay, we have a telephone.
And it doesn't have a keyboard built in.
We have a keyboard.
So you can use an external Bluetooth keyboard. If that's something that you're interested in, if you're interested in typing text. But, you know, to be honest, you don't always need a keyboard, because if you're just using this for playing your podcasts and accessing your contacts,
yeah, you don't need it,
and that kind of thing, then you can just just review that information using the keys on your PDA. And of course, if a sighted family member needs to use your PDA briefly, you don't have to switch Pocket HAL into any kind of stylus mode in order for them to be able to do that. We don't lock the screen in that way, so you can just pick up the stylus and go, or use the PDA button. So you're getting, you know, you're getting that ability there as well. So just going to continue down here. I think the last thing we heard was the startup wizard. So that's kind of like a getting started wizard that tells you about Pocket PC and Pocket HAL. And I'm just going to go in there.
Startup wizard, page 1 of 50. Welcome to the Pocket HAL wizard. This wizard has been designed to introduce you to Pocket HAL and to the global environment. The instructions are presented in a series of information screens.
Oh, wow!
To navigate this wizard, you need to use the following button. Right for next page. Left for previous page.
Oh, it tells you.
The message.
We will go back and next.
Yeah, that's right.
Very
that's
awesome.
Right. So that's the start. That's the getting started wizard. The thing I like about this wizard is that you can hear what all the buttons do on each page. You don't have to be on a specific page in the wizard to hear what the buttons do. So I can just press these buttons now.
CTRL button, PDA button.
It said CTRL button, PDA button. So I'm going to press the next one.
Shift button, PDA button.
Oh,
shift button, PDA button.
Wow.
So it's in like a key describe mode. So you can hit the buttons to find out what they do.
Back
buttons, PDA buttons. And there's another button here. Tab button, PDA buttons. And then on the side, the button which I think it uses for the voice recorder. It's a Pocket PC application button 5, because obviously, you know, we don't know what that's necessarily going to do. So
yeah,
it's different from device to device. And then there's a...
One calendar button.
Oh, I see what I've done
there. Wireless power window. Press the wireless button.
I pressed the wireless button.
Wireless.
And it's popped us out of here now. So it's put us in the wireless manager. So we can tab here to find out what's in this dialogue in the same way that you would on the desktop.
Does that work pretty well with HAL, the wireless manager and the Bluetooth managers?
Okay, I think it went away because it comes up and it gives you like 3 or 4 seconds.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
That's the wireless manager, so we're back on the desktop. So I'm just going to take us back into the, we're back on the today screen, so I'm going to press control right to get onto the Pocket HAL menu again.
Control.
And I'm going to arrow down. Okay, I've gone down past the startup wizard, and I've reached switch to. We include little task manager utility, so you can see all the applications that are currently running, so you can quickly switch them, because sometimes that can be a little tricky to do on them on Pocket PC.
Yeah.
I'm going to arrow down again.
Open keyboard driver,
so obviously that's handy to have if you're setting it up with a keyboard. Just going to arrow down.
Soft reset.
Often when you're performing a soft reset on a device, you've got to fiddle around with the stylus and a tiny little hole at the back of the device, so we offer soft reset as an option in the menu there as well. Obviously, you wouldn't be able to use that on your PC if your PDA wasn't going to let you get to that menu, but it's there as an option, because there are many situations when you need to do a soft reset. And also, the other thing about soft resetting that way is it's kind of what's called a controlled soft reset. So it tries to save all your settings before it does it, before it does the soft reset.
Oh.
If you punch the button on the back, it's kind of like hitting the reset button on the case of your computer.
Oh, boy.
Without actually shutting down properly. So it does a controlled soft reset there.
PDA status.
So if we go into that, it's just a little handy dialogue that tells us about the available memory and battery life. So I'm just going to press that now.
PDA status, battery 80, program memory 13
megabytes,
window.
Oh, wow.
So PDA status, battery is 80, I think, and the program remaining program memory is 13 megabytes. That's not the storage memory, that's the memory available to run applications.
Exactly.
I mean, you may have like a 2 gig SD card in here, or who knows, you know.
Wow.
So obviously, you'd look, if you wanted information about that, you'd look at that in the File Explorer. So I'm going to just press select to press OK on this.
Yes, there is, yeah.
Selected first date, July 13.
And we're back to the date. so that means we're on the Today screen. So we're going to just go back into that menu, and there's only two more options on here. Okay, system tray, and that will take you into a list of all the options that are available in the system tray.
Oh, wow.
And so it'll vary depending on your platform and the applications that you have installed. And then that's it. We're back round to the one of eight. So
now, just for anybody listening here,
yeah,
that is a standard Dell Axum X51B.
It's not a $5,000 blind guy solution. It is an off-the-shelf PDA that you could buy from any computer retailer. And I'm just going to get the other one, which is currently running
DeckTalk.
Orpheus. Oh, yeah, I'm tired. You're right. This is running DeckTalk.
You know, Orpheus actually sounded pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing, you know, people, you know...
You get used to it after a while.
Well, it's like any speech, you know, it's what you're used to what you know. That's why people ask for eloquence, and we're certainly working on eloquence. And I think we're going to have something to announce very, very soon.
Okay. Wow.
So this is, I actually think Orpheus is better than DeckTalk these days, which doesn't say a lot for DeckTalk. Let's go into that same menu. Control.
Open
control panel.
Control panel
pop-up menu.
Oh, that's eloquent.
Start a wizard. No, that's DeckTalk.
So that's DeckTalk?
It has kind
switch
of
to
open keyboard driver.
Open keyboard driver.
Soft reset.
It's
available in
PDA status. So you can hear that obviously we're using less verbosity on that one. And that's using DeckTalk. I just think DeckTalk has lost the thread.
Oh,
it isn't going to find its way back anytime soon.
They'll never get DeckTalk where it was.
You know, DeckTalk used to be crisp and clear and beautiful, but it's just not what it was.
It's gone.
It's really
gone.
Not what it was.
No.
Which is a real crying shame. So I think, actually, you've heard the two side by side there. I think Orpheus is better than DeckTalk these days. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do.
And
we've got eloquence on the way, and then also you can use the acapella speech as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which some people are familiar with.
Yeah, you've got some cool laptops here, too.
And, well,
that you're demonstrating with.
That laptop there is an IBM ThinkPad. That's a T40.
Yeah,
that's actually my own personal laptop. It's
and your phone's here too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my cell phone. I think my cell phone on there. Yeah, that's my personal cell phone.
Oh yeah, do you have one that talks? Do you?
I do. Yeah. I have a PDA which has a phone in, and I do use that.
Oh, do you really?
What happened over there?
Awesome.
Yeah, I have a PDA that has a phone. Built in. I have the iMate Jazz Jar.
Oh, I've heard a lot about that.
Yeah, and we've got one of those kicking around if you'd like to see it.
Wow.
It's kind of like a mini laptop, basically.
Oh, cool.
So you've got a 62-key keyboard. It's got a dedicated number row. It's got stereo. It has a full-size.
Wow.
Is it an 8-inch mini jack, you guys call it? We call it a 3.5.
Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you can plug in your decent Sennheiser.
I like 3.5 millimeter myself.
Yeah.
It makes more sense.
Not one of these really, you know, you get the sub-mini jacks on some devices.
Yeah, the 2.5 millimeter. Yeah,
we don't like
that. Yeah, I don't like those.
So I'm just going to go get this for you.
Okay.
And I can use this as a phone, but I keep a phone because there are times when I want to dial a number, I want a telephone keypad.
Oh, sure.
And on a pocket PC device, on a true pocket PC device, which all of these are, you don't get... just trying to find it within my bag here. Yep, got it. On a true pocket PC device, you don't get a telephone keypad.
Oh!
A telephone keypad on a phone.
Oh!
Now, we're going to be supporting the smartphones which run Windows Mobile. They'll be available... the phones are available now. The software will be available later in the year.
Okay.
But here's the iMate Jazz Jar. I don't know if you've seen it before.
Yeah, look at that!
Right, it's like a mini laptop. So you just open it up there. And
oh, my!
Feel those keys.
You got a little phone keypad.
That's right. That's right.
But it's better than most. They got very pronounced keys here.
They're great, yeah. And I think, if I remember rightly, there's a little dot on the F and the J as well.
There is.
So, to orient yourself.
Wow.
You've got a full-size SD card slot in the side. And then if you turn that around, Pocket Health, of course, runs on this as well.
Yeah.
I can let you hear it, but it's using UK eloquence, and I have the speed cranked up. Oh, it sounds like you turned it on. What's going on here? Let's see. Yeah, there he is.
And that's running HAL for Pocket PC, like the Dell is.
Yeah. Run that same menu. Okay.
Listen to that.
Yeah, that's the UK eloquence.
Oh, my.
I haven't gone pretty fast, so because I'm, you know, I'm pretty used to that. So, and I generally use this with headphones.
Wow.
The big disadvantage to this device is it's a bit big to use as a phone, really.
Yeah, it's
you
heavy.
Know, you can use it as a phone, but, you know, to be honest, I have one with a phone in because I want to use data, so I use GPRS.
Yeah.
And I think T-Mobile now have a plan where you can get unlimited data for $25 a month.
Woo!
And so we were streaming ACB radio yesterday on one of the devices here.
Yeah.
I don't know, Gareth, is it possible to do that? To get the ACB radio stream on? Yeah, if you could do that, and then hopefully we'll get that on the podcast as well so that people can hear a live stream. I don't have that media player installed yet on here. There's a media player that we're using that they've identified that works really well with streaming MP3.
I want to show you something, though.
Okay.
If you take that thing in one hand, and that's my phone.
That's not much. Well, that's a tiny phone, but that's a phone.
But it's
not
much.
I mean, that looks like 6680 or something like that.
But still, you expect a PDA.
Is that a 6680?
Yeah, that's a 6682.
Yeah.
It's the same as a 6680.
Right, right.
But you expect a PDA to be, you know, 10 times heavier than that.
Well, you do.
And it isn't.
Right.
That's what my wife was saying.
Well,
it's so light.
The Windows smartphones are going to be in the same form factor as those. They're going to also run Windows Mobile Smartphone Edition, and Pocket HAL is going to run on there as well. So, as well as having Pocket HAL on PDA, it's going to be available for the smartphones too. So we also support the QTEC 9100, which is a bit smaller again.
Yeah.
I'll just get you that one.
Okay.
Just bear with me 1 second. And the exciting thing is, you know, you've got a choice of hardware. You're not stuck with whatever hardware, your AT company gives you.
Yeah.
You can choose your mainstream hardware separately from your access solution.
Yeah,
This is tiny.
My problem is
it's a little
goodness.
Bit underpowered.
I got it.
It's a little bit underpowered. That only has a 20.
It doesn't weigh any more than the 6682.
Right.
As a matter of fact, Dave, this looks like a slightly elongated 6600.
It's that kind of deal, isn't it?
It is.
And that has a keyboard in there, too.
Oh.
You slide the screen across, turn it round.
There it is.
A little keyboard. I think that keyboard's just a little bit too small for a lot of people.
Yeah, but
I'm comfortable with it, but a lot of people aren't comfortable with that. So.
But you can, if you need to, you can get used to this.
That's right.
Wow.
And also, you see, the disadvantage of that device is it doesn't have a dedicated number row.
You've
got to use an FN key to get the numbers.
You accept those things when you agree to go.
Right.
Portable.
Well, the reason I'm showing you all these different devices is to show you that the various ranges and options that you've got available to you using a pocket screen reader.
Wow.
You use a screen reader on your desktop PC, so why not use a screen reader on your pocket PC?
Yeah.
Why spend over the odds for bespoke hardware that's big, that's chunky, that you've got to drag around with you, that you can only get support from, you know, from one or two places.
Wow.
If your PDA goes wrong, take to the guy down the street.
Gosh.
You know? I'm just going to switch that on. There it is. So let's just see. That's running UK Orpheus, so that sounds a little different again. And that's quite slow as well.
The speaker is louder on that one.
It's louder. The other thing I would say about this, because it's all belt up. Hang on, there we go. You press control buttons, it shuts it up. Just hit control twice, basically, and that shuts it up. The other thing is, I put the sample rate down on that device because I was trying to see if I could get it to just perform a little quicker.
Mm-hmm.
I know you can overclock it. It's a 200 megahertz processor, so it's quite slow compared to some of them. And he's feeling a bit chatty today, I think. So,
when is
how are we doing with that? That's
going to get it started now.
Okay, so we're just waiting for the stream. We'll just show you that maybe to wrap up
You've got some cool little speakers over here that you've got from somewhere.
That's right, just Radio Shack speakers.
Radio Shack speakers.
Yeah, just little speakers.
Those are nice.
Well, that's because, you know, when you're in an exhibit hall,
you got to have...
It's so loud.
Sure.
When people come on doing, adverts for travel companies and things, you know, you hear... nothing really apart from the announcement. So we've got some little speakers that we're just plugging into some of these PDAs. And of course, you know, if you've got the standard mini jack on the device, the 3.5mm, you've got a lot more options. You can get a converter from a 2.5 to a 3.5,
mm-hmm.
but then what that does is puts a lot of weight on the...
And it puts
some stress on
the connection.
Right, and it puts some stress on the main board,
sure.
on the motherboard. It's like using... if you used a mini USB to stand through it. Here we go.
ACB Radio Interactive.
It's ACB Radio Interactive.
Oh, is it?
coming from this PDA.
Coming from the PDA. Wow. Yeah,
this cell phone.
So I'm holding the cell phone here.
It sounds like Clocks by Radiohead.
Yeah.
So I'll see if I can jump onto the menu bar.
Why don't you go up to, when you finish with us, why don't you go up and just ask ACB Radio what they just played and to confirm that this was live.
Okay, so...
Oh, hang on. That's just rebuffering a little bit.
Yeah.
Can we get the business, Gareth, the ACB Radio mainstream?
Hang on.
I don't know how much music we can play on the podcast. I'm not sure how
positive
Radiohead is, but can we get the ACB Radio mainstream, Gareth?
Options, hang on, listen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
3 minutes working there.
Wow, yes.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
So fantastic.
Stop, the stop button.
There you go.
Wow.
So can we get ACB Radio Mainstream just to get the convention business?
Okay, so we'll do that then.
This is excellent.
It's currently 10:57, so I believe coming out of the recess.
I believe as we speak, Chris Martin of... it was Coldplay, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
It's taking out a lawsuit against us. Broadcasting.
Well, we only had a couple of seconds, so I think that falls under fair usage,
yeah.
I think.
Okay.
If you only have a couple of seconds, then you can get away with it under fair usage, but
exactly.
Obviously we don't want to play the whole track now.
Yeah, and also say hello to Steve Bennett for us, too.
We will say hello to Steve Bennett for you, we'll
do.
And we will also...
Didn't Martin Wilshire do it?
Later in the year. Martin Wilshire?
Yeah.
I know the name.
There's another Martin.
We'll try that now.
Martin Roberts.
Martin Roberts.
He has a website. Yeah, Martin Roberts is working with HumanWare.
Yeah,
so
yes.
I'm sure he'd be glad to receive your questions about Mobile Speak Pocket.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
But he was with you about Dolphin one time, wasn't he?
He did some work experience, I think, with Dolphin for a little while.
That's where I remembered his name from, actually.
Yeah, I think he did some work experience with Dolphin for a while.
Okay, so it's kind of trying to connect. Yeah. It takes a while.
It takes a little bit
a little
buffer,
bit to buffer,
but it's like any media player. On the desktop.
Basically, we got something that only is a little bit faster than a dial-up connection.
Sure.
So
wow.
We're using a GPRS connection here.
I know all about a GPRS connection.
Right,
thank you.
Right, well, it's working. I mean, you heard it working.
It's working. And, I used to use T-Mobile myself.
Yeah, and also you've got the this unmetered, unlimited data for. I think it's 25.
Yeah, we don't have that with Singular.
Yeah.
Right. They don't allow unlimited.
Right. Right.
No, with Singular you get it by the number.
Actually, Sing. Yeah,
but
I'm
also,
not sure. This is $49.99 or something for Singular.
Oh my!
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
Okay.
Just waiting. Still waiting.
Just,
buffer
it. And we'll be right with you. You're at Dolphin Computer Access.
Yeah. Sometimes we're inside a room indoors. So.
Yeah. And you're Gareth Collins?
That's correct.
What part of England are you from?
I'm from Wales.
You're from Wales?
The best part of the UK.
I just insulted you big time.
Okay.
What part of Wales are you from?
Northeast Wales.
Northeast? Do you have a city?
Name? It's a town called Flint.
Do you know where Langwaddle is?
Llangollen.
Well, I'm not Welsh.
Yeah, okay, yes.
And how do you pronounce the Gwynedd?
Gwynedd.
Yeah,
a double D's pronounced like a T.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Like Merlin, Merton would be Merton. Merton.
Yeah.
And how do you pronounce your capital?
Cardiff.
Yeah. I want to go to Wales one day. It's awesome.
I don't know why mainstream. We'll try something else. Just it looks like it doesn't want to go for some reason.
That's okay.
Oh, actually, the reason is I've got it on stop. So I'm going to go onto the menu bar.
Menu bar option.
So if I actually play, it might help.
That might work.
Okay, so we'll just wait for a second.
Okay.
Now it'll start buffering. It wasn't actually doing anything when I was talking before.
Now, are you actually blind as well, or?
No, low vision.
Low vision.
So, did we get ACB Radio Mainstream?
What happened was, I forgot to press the play button.
You see, this is when you work with the Welsh, this is what happens, you see.
That's fine.
Gareth's from Wales. Yeah.
I insulted him. I asked him what part of England he was from.
Yeah, Wales.
he's been in England too long.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
I always say to people from Australia, are you from Queensland? And they say, no. I say, what are you talking about? It's all the Queensland.
Queensland? You mean Queensland?
Yeah, that's it.
Queensland. They get with you on that, boy. They don't like Queensland. Queensland.
Oh, the Aussies can take a joke. Yeah. Yeah, they got a great sense of humor.
It's just like all of you Europeans call us Yankees. Well, you know, Yankee, American.
You guys call those Limeys.
I'm not a Yankee.
It's actually streaming because I can see it's going 40, you know.
Yeah, it takes it a while for the audio, though, on that GPRS.
No audio is actually coming out.
Right, that might be a problem with their stream. That might be.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is stop that stream and maybe try Real Player or something else.
Yeah, maybe try the other one, the Mainstream Extra.
That's what I've done. That's what I'm on.
Try the first one, try the regular mainstream.
Okay.
They may have a problem with their service.
How you doing? Hi there.
It's normal to have trouble with Real Player anyway.
In the UK,
stop. So I'll do a stop.
Yeah.
And then I'll go into the start menu.
Okay.
And I'm doing this without using my Bluetooth keyboard, I'm just using the buttons on my PDA.
Oh, really? Wow.
Well, the PDA cell phone, mm-hmm. I'm going to programs, and I'm going to go into my music.
Gareth, do we have some demos of Pocket Howl and Howl, just to give to these good people?
How many do you want, I think?
How many of each do you want?
Two. There's two just Pocket Howl. Oh, okay. There's one.
One Pocket Howl and one regular Howl.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
So, my music. Actually, this is where my Bluetooth keyboard will come in, because I can press N to accelerate down to main menu.
Sure.
Okay, and now I'm going to...
Okay. I'm just going to wrap this up. Well, I can show you Pocket Howl in a second. I'm just going to wrap this up with this.
So I'm just going to go into TCPMP.
Okay.
Which is a media player called the Core Media Player. That will play Ogg Vorbis, MP3.
I'm going to try and give these people a demonstration. So I'm going to have to sign off on the podcast. So thanks very much for your time, and we really appreciate you coming
by.
And it's dave.williams@dolphinuk.co.uk.
Gotcha.
It's dave.williams@dolphinuk.co.uk.
Appreciate the help.
To drop me a line if you have any questions.
Definitely.
Okay?
Yeah, man.
All right, okay.
All right.
Let's see. Okay, so if you want a demonstration of Pocket Howl, is that was what you're interested in? Okay.
All right.
Ready?
What about that?
I'm listening to the main menu here, but...
Oh, you're doing it? You're doing it right here?
Quiet. I'll have to put it to your ear.
Okay. And oh, wow!
I have a selection of PDA. Have you got
wow!
Right, have you seen mainstream?
And that's live.
So no, this is main menu.
This is main menu.
Streaming. Their live feed, it was actually streaming, but no noise was coming out.
That's fine. Which phone was this? Here.
This is an iMate Jam.
Okay, that's the one he showed us.
Yeah, I think he showed you an iMate K Jam. The only difference between this one and the one he's got is his has got a slide-out keyboard.
Oh, okay.
But this one doesn't.
That was totally awesome, and this is just great about Hal. And I appreciate, I told him, and I'll tell you, I really appreciate you taking time to demonstrate this for us. And
that's okay. So this basically this is that piece of software, TCP Media Player.
Yeah,
is,
cool.
I think it's off SourceForge or something like that.
SourceForge.net. Yeah.
Because I was looking for something that played Exter DivX,
exactly.
MP3, Ogg Vorbis, FLAC, play FLAC.
Yes.
Play audio.
That's lossless audio. Yeah.
So it will play everything and stream MP3.
Awesome.
So yeah, Pocket Howl working with off-the-shelf, application.
Good for Pocket Howl, I tell you. This has been excellent, and I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Shake your hand.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
You have a good rest of the convention and the site village and all that stuff. And we're ready to go. Okay. So you've been with us to the Dolphin booth. We got three dolphins. We got a demo, or some demos, I should say. And all kind of good stuff.
Could I have your attention, please? Please come by booth 12. If you are looking for some rails early and would like to have something put on it, you need to get here by 11:30, which is about 25 more minutes.
Okay.
Come by booth 12.
Well, there you go, folks. Straight from the 45th annual live ACB convention from the exhibit hall, from an exhibitor, the Gospel Light Foundation for the Blind. Just to give ourselves a plug, here is a non-profit organization, and we are specializing in audio. And here we go. building up our library of audio, converting tapes to MP3, as well as getting new ones. We'll do it in any audio format you want. Contact us at ministries@glfb.org. ministries@golflimafoxbravo.org. So for podcast number 29 of Blind World Podcast, and podcast number 900 and whatever for Blind Cool Tech. Y'all have a great one. We're going to sit here for another couple of hours, hour and a half or so, and we're going to go home. It's about an 8-hour drive from Jacksonville to Hoover, Birmingham. So there you go. Y'all have a great one. Thanks for being here. And do give Hal a check out. Go to the website, dolphinusa.com or dolphinuk.co.uk. And I'll also put in the plug here for GW Micro and Freedom Scientific, although we didn't go see them. We certainly recognize them as awesome, awesome products, but I just thought you might appreciate a full and thorough review of the Dolphin line, and I knew that Dave Williams would be able to give you one, so that's why I wanted to get over there and see him. And I'm sure somebody else is taking care of the Freedom Scientific stuff and the GW Micro stuff. So anyway, talk to you later, and have a good one. Bye-bye.